Satgum and Kirishima are the true spear and shield. Overhaul is a leader no one wants around. And Mina! Our girl Mina is back. Don't click away because we're about to go beyond. Plus Ultra!
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Yeah, what's up, all of my heroes? Thank you so much for tuning in to the My Hero Academia After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm pro hero Veronica Valencia. Joining me is my squad of other pro heroes, Jamie Gray.
What's up, guys?
And we have Olive Drennan.
Yes, what's up, everyone?
What was your pro hero name? You came up with one last week.
I don't have the full name. It's just that I'm known as the dream hero. That's all.
And
Jamie's like the gray hero, right?
That sounds sad.
I feel like that would be such an interesting quirk you might develop with your grayness. Your greatness. Your greatness.
Our homework is to come up with, like, our pro hero alter egos by the end of the season. That is our homework.
Y'all still haven't done it.
You're not that far ahead of us. Coming up later in the show, right now we are covering episode 9 of season 4 or episode 72, Red Riot, however which way you choose to categorize it. We're going to be talking all about Sun Eater, the kind of end of the Sun Eater battle, as well as Overhaul and how his henchmen hate him and kind of the background of the Haisekai group there, as well as Kirishima and the flashback we got, as well as him and Fatgum are an awesome team. But we also have some news regarding the new movie coming out, as well as the video game. And we're going to choose our character who went beyond plus Ultra, which I think it's kind of obvious. But we're going to do it anyway, so you get thinking as well. But before we get into any of that, Ollie, Jamie, tell me about this episode. What'd y'all think?
My heart was pumping. Kirishima, I don't know why I did that, but I kind of liked it,
it's
but
true.
Also kind of confused. Kirishima really, like, and the thing is, he's done this before. So a part of me was like, wait, we're kind of seeing what Red Riot can do again. But I think that we're really seeing him become even more of a team player. And I'm just really loving him, like, as he's, a blossoming hero. Fatgum killed it, and he's kind of fine. I was not expecting it. But, you know, I really like this episode, and I just feel like it's all about literally fighting the good fight and giving your all, and it gave me all the feels, so I loved it.
I was told my favorite part, I know I love the action and whatnot, that's what I've been waiting for, but I lived for the flashback scene with Kirishima and Mina and how they're kind of like, Mina just kind of being a pro here. She showed so much action, which we'll talk about, just by doing what she did, which we'll talk about. But I really enjoyed it. And also Kirishima with not having red hair.
Right.
Who was that?
Yeah. I don't
that
know.
Was it was just a really great episode. And I really just loved the flashback and all the components within that, rather than the actual, like, brutality of the fight that was actually happening. And it also is showcasing the level, the darker, more violent level that we're headed towards in this season, even more. So it's just getting darker. It's getting more emotional. It's just giving me everything that I want.
Yeah, great. I agree with you.
Yeah, I love this episode. Obviously, I love Kirishima. And I was actually kind of surprised because I felt like we just got a Kirishima episode.
Right.
So I wasn't expecting this. But here's the thing. You can never have too much Kirishima. He's amazing. And I loved the flashback. I loved kind of seeing, because I didn't know that him and Mina knew each other before UA. So that was kind of nice to see, like, how they kind of had this friendship coming in, as well as just to kind of get more background to where he is. Like, we kind of knew where Kirishima's headspace was at UA, like, feeling like he wasn't good enough. But then we kind of now get to see how much further back that goes, even before UA. So it's always nice to learn about our characters. And, yeah, no, Fatgum was really impressive as well, because I was not expecting the full extent of his power either.
Me
so either. That was really cool. All right, let's get into kind of the first part of this episode, which is, like, we're just coming off of the big Sun Eater fight. He knocked it out of the park. He knocks them all unconscious, but then he falls unconscious. Now, this is kind of pretty self-explanatory. The thing that I kind of want to take away from this is when they're all running in the corridor, some of the heroes and even, you know, like Kirishima and Deku are kind of, they're worried about him, and fairly so, but then Fatgum makes a comment that is kind of like, oh, well, if they're worried, then it might seem like doubt. What was you guys' interpretation? Like, do you see worry as doubt, or do you see just, like, you're always going to worry when you put yourself on the line like that?
Oh, for sure. I thought it was, like, you're always going to worry when you put yourself on the line like that. And kind of like when Kirishima was, like, in the flashback, when he's watching his hero on the screen, he's like, oh, it never kind of hit me like this before when I was a kid, but, you know, even that hero in the video was saying, of course I'm scared when my life is on the line. So you're going to have fear, but it's just about overcoming that fear. Don't let fear literally paralyze you like it's done with, you know, like it did with Tamaki and like it did with Kirishima, you know, so... just got to grow from it. But I that's what I got from it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it is easy to kind of, like, write it as, like, oh, are you doubting him? Why are you doubting him? But because it is, it was Sun Eater versus three deadly villains. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to kind of worry about that. And kind of, like, of course, Deku's a big worrywart. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know what I thought about it. It was just kind of that.
No, this is fair. I'm kind of like on the same page as you, Jamie, in that I feel like there's always going to be worry.
Yeah.
These heroes are putting themselves on the line every single day. There's always going to be a worry, especially when you don't 100% know what you're going up against. And they had a pretty good idea of like who these villains were, but they didn't know the obstacles. They didn't know if they had kind of like this drug that enhances their quirks or anything like that. So I think worry is natural. I thought it was interesting that Fatgum kind of made it seem like, oh, if you worry, then that's like a sign of doubt in the hero. I never thought of that, but I guess that could be seen from some people's perspective. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was interesting because, I don't know, in the entire time I've watched My Hero, never once did I think worry it could equal doubt.
But you know what? I get what he's saying because, like, even in real life, they do say, like, worry is a sin. Like, you're literally, like, if you do believe in a higher power, like, it literally just means you're doubting your higher power because you believe that something bad is going to happen. So, like, to put it in a literal sense, like, worry is not good. It does mean that you're literally doubting yourself or the situation. So I get what he's saying.
Shout out to the chat. Kid Anon says, the most heroic thing you can do is overcome your fears.
That's right.
And that's a good sense of this good theme of this episode, which we'll talk about later because I don't want to jump ahead. But yeah, shout out to the chat, Dragon Videos. We see you, Kid Anon. Like I said, that random J. You guys are awesome. Guys. Keep letting us know what you thought of this episode because it was juicy.
Juicy. It was super juicy. Next juicy pod.
But yeah, it's so easy to worry, like the drug enhancing. And I mean, crazy mimic last episode and a little, not in this episode, but
not
he
as
was,
much, yeah.
He was altering, he went into the concrete wall. So,
which I wasn't here last week, but that was sick. Like when I saw that, I was like,
it was giving me, honestly, no lie, it was giving me motion sickness as an audience member. I'm like, whoa.
But that was sick though. Like, I mean, I know, like, if you compare it to, like, Marvel and DC world, but, like, just see these heroes and villains and to see him, like, morph and then go into the cement, like, it was really dope.
How could you
like,
not worry?
The animation, like,
exactly.
It was just amazing. But, like, it was creepy, but I was like, ooh. So that was my reaction since I wasn't here last week.
Ooh. And now.
Ooh. And now.
So after that happens, we kind of go back to Bubble Girl and how she, you know, took down her villains. And this is where we kind of get to learn more about the Haisekai group. And basically everyone hates Overhaul. I think we talked about this too, where it's like he's not, like he's a villain you just despise because of how awful he is. But yeah, we basically learn they do his bidding because they are afraid of getting killed. And we kind of get to learn more about the original leader, which I'm assuming is his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took it as that. Kind of like, or some kind of ancestor. Some kind of relative above him. So maybe, I don't know if that's his uncle, his cousin, or probably his
something
father.
In the family. And
Because wasn't he, I think I saw him wearing a beak or something. Or maybe I'm seeing something before of him wearing a beak as well, just like Overhaul does. So I don't know if that's something that he created or if Overhaul's having some kind of influence over people, but I think I've seen something. I don't know if this is spoilers, but I feel like the father, let's just say the father, has worn like a beak or something like in the past. So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of spoilers, and we are theorizing right now, if you are new to our show, we are all watching the anime as it is airing. We know nothing about the manga and what's ahead. So please, if you are a manga reader, don't spoil it.
Yeah. Please. But I think that's so funny because this episode's so based on fear. So clearly, it's not so much as they hate him, they fear him. And they're afraid of confronting him and afraid of taking him down. Which is understandable because he has an insane quirk where he can break you down and build you back up again. So it's easy to see why they fear him so much because of his quirk. Right. Mm-hmm. Rather than, and obviously, I guess that comes with hating him as well.
A part of me wonders if he was, like, the only one in that group that had a quirk. And I feel like, this is just me theorizing, of, like, was he you know, trying so hard. Because they talk about how they fear him because he will kill them, and how they didn't like how, you know, he was bringing in villains and kind of turning them into this villain group, where the original leader, you know, was about chivalry, and he didn't like being seen as a villain group, even though the Yakuza were, like, seen as criminals. He didn't like that they were seen as a villain group. So I'm wondering if Overhaul was maybe the only one with the quirk and maybe wanted to do something in terms of power with his quirk, and the leader never understood. And so now that the leader is ill, he can basically kind of turn it into what he wants with the villains.
Right.
That's just kind of what I'm thinking. Did you have any other theories?
I mean, it makes sense. If someone can't lead, another leader is going to come to lead, you know, especially with an overhauled quirk like that. So he's definitely taking the reins into his own hands, from what I'm getting.
And maybe also just, like, it shows more an abuse of his power, of Overhaul's power, because didn't some of the villains say they didn't really feel value before he came along, and, you know, no one ever accepted them or how they looked before Overhaul came. So it's he kind of gave them value in a sense, even though they hate him.
It's definitely manipulation.
He's a disease. And I think, didn't we talk about how the bird beak masks are like the plague masks, like the black plague masks, and how, like, I think that's the inspiration that they drew from this, and how, like, they're wearing this, and yet they're just spreading the disease of kind of, like, Overhaul's brainwashing, kind of. And that's what I'm kind of taking it as. So if you're wearing a bird beak mask, then you're a terrible person. You're not in a good place, and you should run and hide.
You should not wear that.
Yes, because you're toxic. Just
beaks,
like,
are so out. They're so out of style.
Not even Gaga is going to wear a beak, okay? But yeah.
We all need to look to Gaga for fashion inspiration. She ain't wearing it, we ain't wearing it. Guys, all right. Now, our boy. Let's talk about our boy.
Deku?
Let me reiterate, because we have many boys in the show. Let's talk about our Red Riot. Okay. Let's talk about Kirishima. So yeah, we basically see how Mimic is trying to capture Aizawa, but Kirishima and Fatgum get in the way to try and save him, and they end up having to fight Rappa and Tengai, who were actually, like, they're categorizing themselves as a spear and shield, which I also found this interesting, because I think it was a couple of episodes ago I was saying how I like we're seeing more of this world of how outside of UA, where squads are kind of put together based on whose quirks work where and depending on the situation that they need them. And I like that we really got to see kind of like a spear and shield type pair, because I think that just further emphasized, like, oh, certain quirks really work together.
Yeah, you need the attack and the defense in your team. Yeah. You can't have just all attack or all defense. You need a well-rounded kind of team or duo in order to kind of be versatile, rather than just having like a niche, falling into a niche. Mm-hmm. And I think that's comes with like sidekicks too, like the pro hero and their sidekick. You need to kind of work hand in hand. And one has to obviously have a certain power, and the other one has to be able to compensate, you know, for that to work well and be cohesive. Yeah. So it's smart. It's cool, too.
Yeah. And then we see our boy. Like, he got...
Bakugo?
Yes, our other boy. I really need to stop saying just our boy.
Our boy.
Our boy.
It's me. Yeah, boy. Yeah, I know Kirishima killed it today. Like, Red Riot, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of a rough beginning, and it was really sad to see him so shaken, because obviously we know Kirishima has insecurities in his quirk, and that amongst his classmates, he's not the strongest. And he was so happy in his last kind of character profile episode, because he did get stronger. But it's true. It's like, I feel it's a normal feeling to feel defeated because he came out with his strongest move, and it was instantly penetrated.
Yeah.
I feel it's normal to be disappointed or to be caught off guard, or I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, just I like that we got to see more of his personality. Like, I didn't really pay attention to Kirishima the previous seasons like that, even when they did show him. But just seeing him now, it's like, just from the flashback, seeing him apply to UA, like, it was just cool to see that growth and to kind of really see who he is. So.
Mm-hmm. And he has an amazing quirk. Like, I will never discredit him. But despite having this amazing quirk, it's not all that it's, like, cracked up to be. He still has a lot of work. Like, crack. He was literally cracking. But he still has so much more growth to, like, you know, he has so much growth to obtain, you know, and he's on the right track. Like, don't get me wrong. But I think it also is really cool to see how, like, a character like Mina, she has an amazing quirk, but yet I don't think a lot of people necessarily, she doesn't get a whole lot of spotlight. And maybe people don't,
I know.
People don't give her a whole lot of credit either, but yet she has, like, she did an amazing thing in this episode. Whereas Kirishima, he needed to learn to be brave and whatnot and to kind of, like, own his faults and to conquer his fear. And so I think it just kind of goes to show, like, the different levels of heroes and how people, like, need to kind of find a balance with themselves being a hero and mm-hmm. not being afraid. So yeah. not every hero has everything, you know. So
yeah.
That's why there's sidekicks and that's why there's a sword and shield. So it all comes full circle.
I love how they brought back Mina, even if it yes. was just for a flashback. Because, but yeah, we don't see enough of her. She has a great quirk and she's a strong hero. And we see that she has a strong will to just kind of jump in wherever mm-hmm. help is needed. But the thing I liked most is that, and again, I talked about this a little bit last week, where someone is always admiring someone else. Obviously, yeah. Deku obviously admires All Might. He mm-hmm. probably even admires Bakugo. Mm-hmm. Kirishima admires his classmates. You know, Tamaki really admires Mirio. I love the fact that Mina, who is a character who hasn't gotten a lot of, you know, spotlight in the past episodes, is seen as admirable by someone like Kirishima.
I love that you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys know I love Mina, but I'm like, I don't know if I should love her anymore because they never show her. But I love seeing her too, and we got to really see her personality. Like, she really is quirky. Like, she has this energy, and just like you said, I love that she did inspire him. Like, honestly, she was probably a fire sign. Like, I don't know. But I just sensed it, and I loved her, and I'm like, now I just want to see more of her. But it was just great to kind of see her step up. You can totally see why she's a hero, or like why she's trying to really step into her own. And then same with Kirishima. So maybe we will see more of her.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, but...
I hope so. We need a Mina episode for sure. I want her to get some love. She deserves it. And I think it also goes to show, like, it's okay to still be afraid. It's okay. I feel like it's impossible to lose, like, your fears. Like, you're always going to have your fears. You're always going to have your anxieties, no matter what. But you can still conquer them by being able to stand up. And even though you're afraid, you can still fight. Like, I think that's what she did when she went to go confront that big, creepy, that big, scary tall man. Just scared me. He was so scary. I don't know if he was a villain, what he wanted. He was looking for someone.
I was hoping he was just, like, a big,
a
like,
gentle giant.
A gentle giant, yeah.
But he creeped me out so much. But I think that's a good example of Mina was still afraid. But she went over there and told him, like, go over there. That's where your directions are. And she, like, saved those girls from whatever was about to happen. I was terrified.
And she was so, like, smart because she led him to the police. And I love how it was, like, that pause. And then she was like, that was so scary. Like, I just started cracking up because I'm like, that would have been me. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like you do what you do in the moment. And then you, once it's done, then you, like, cry or get scared or whatever it is.
Yeah, literally whenever I'm done hosting, like, I just break down in tears. Like, I'm just the animation is getting better and better. Just even seeing the scene later of Kirishima and Mina talking, they were walking, and like it looks so beautiful. And Mina looks so beautiful.
Come on, fan fiction.
They were having a little moment, and I like just seeing like the little. I don't ship them, but
oh, I do. I do now.
I can see why. Yeah, I can see why, but it's cool just to have like each character kind of having a relationship, like a nice little pairing, whether or not it's romantic. It's cool that they have history, those two characters in particular.
So, I would love it if we get a future episode where we do focus on Mina and Kirishima gets to be a big part of that, because I feel like she doesn't know kind of how she helped him in the past or like how he saw, like, oh, I need to step up. Because then he even talks about, oh, there was that middle school kid who just rushed into battle, obviously referring to Midoriya. So he has had a lot of influence by his people, and I hope that he kind of gets to tell them that in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we live our lives, and we don't even realize how much we influence people, whether it's, like, big or small. Like, the littlest acts can really make a huge difference in people's lives.
Flowers, please.
Chocolates.
All right. Now, let's talk about Fat Gum real quick, because while Kirishima is having his moment of rebuilding himself, Fat Gum is literally just taking a bunch of blows.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Quite literally. But I really like this because, you know, the whole point of this episode is, oh, you know, we are seen as shields because, yeah, like, Fat Gum, he just absorbs and Kirishima he's able to harden himself so people can't, like, really get through him. But it's, I like how this episode is showing, it's like, oh, yeah, that might be what you see on the outside, but there's a lot more that we can do that you don't know.
Wow.
And I really liked that about this episode. I was like, I didn't know what Fat Gum was capable of.
Me either, besides just taking a punch.
Dude, you just said something that was, like, so beautiful. What? Like, I think Kirishima, like, he hardens himself. You said he hardens himself so people don't, like, get through him. And I think that was also kind of, like symbolically, like emotionally, he does that too, because he's such a, he hardens himself, and I feel like he hardens himself with like positivity, yet there's so much still within him that is kind of sadness and maybe that self-doubt. So you know, I feel like he has so much pressure on him, and that's why he like crumbles literally in this episode.
Well, I was gonna say that can even be seen as like some kind of like symbolism, because he hardens himself so that no one gets in, or like he has a lot of things hiding with him, but the moment it cracks is the moment he kind of needs to reevaluate.
Yeah. Which is what happened this whole episode. It was amazing. Whoa, what a discovery, you guys.
He gave us so many feels this episode. But I like how he was able to come back from it all. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, we knew that was going to happen.
Right.
But yeah, he found the courage to get back, and then we had like a really great battle where those two were done.
Yes.
They are done because Fat Gum
was getting dragged. Like
he was, but he came back with that final blow.
Right.
I love how they make them look so fried. It's like, yeah, we get it. Y'all really, like, you know what I mean? Like, they always look like literally fried. Like, they've been burnt.
Smoke is just coming
out. Smoke coming out of his knees.
Literally.
All the ash and soot on their... I'm like, all right.
That's hilarious.
What was going to say something? Then I forgot.
Was it Fat Gum?
It probably had something to do with Fat Gum.
And I felt like when they come like, Fat! it's just his name.
Oh my
disclaimer.
Gosh. I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing.
Because it's so good. That was what I was going to say. I also just like Fat Gum as a character, because I also really like how he's so supportive.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I feel like everyone is a good mentor in their own way. Like, I feel Sir Night Eye is kind of a tough love type of mentor, or I feel like Fat Gum is a very supportive, you can do it, you know, type of mentor. And we see that a lot, where he's like, you know, don't doubt Tamaki, or like, you can do this, Kirishima. I just love that.
Yeah.
I just love his support.
We love Fat Gum and his support. Literally, that's what Fat does. It supports. You know? We need some Fat. We want some.
Very well-crafted character we are learning today.
We need some Fat on, like, in all our lives.
But
you know?
Underneath, though.
Underneath.
I tried to harmonize with you guys. See, we are great.
We're pretty spot on. Any final thoughts on this episode?
It's only going to get better from here.
Oh, yeah.
And it inspired me. Last week inspired me. This week inspires me. And I like being inspired through anime. I just love that it gives me all the feels. And that's why people just need to watch more anime.
Right.
So.
There's so much depth and character building and morals that the show is like offering, and other animes as well. So never discredit anime. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Because I definitely shed some tears.
And we're going to shed more. I already know. Predictions, we're going to shed more tears.
Yeah, same.
Just want to give a shout out to Dragon Videos in the chat, who is saying, love Fat Gum, best pro hero ever.
Really? That's a bold claim.
Mic drop.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe, who knows? Maybe we'll change.
Well,
they're all great. In their own way.
He just
they're
got here. Great. Well, now. Fat Gum, we're still getting used to him.
I mean, Mount Lady's still pretty much, she's out
where's
there.
Where's she been?
Yeah, where's she been? Where's Midnight?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good question.
I hope we get to see more of our pro heroes in the
next
few episodes.
Yes, please.
All right. Let's move on to some news.
Ooh, I'm
news
so excited.
News and gossip. AfterBuzz
I was ready. TV news. I'm going to turn it on over to Ollie, who has some news about the upcoming video game.
Oh my gosh, guys. So I played the first one, and I had so much fun. I sucked at it. But we have the sequel to the PS4, Xbox, and it's also on Switch, My Hero Academia One's Justice 2. This is breaking news. It's not going to just be one versus one. You could do a mode where it's two versus two. So you got to get your team ready. So you guys got to let us know which characters you want. There's new characters.
Fat Gum and Kirishima.
Hey,
Fat Gum and Kirishima.
Oh. I don't know who the other one is.
Oh, but there's new characters, y'all. They're expanding the roster. We are getting, you said it, Fat Gum. We're getting twice. Oh my gosh. And we're getting a Mr. Compress. But that's not all. We also are getting the big three. They weren't in the first game.
Ooh, I'll take Mario.
So we're getting the big three.
I love Mario.
See, I don't even know which character. I have to figure out my team. Nezure for sure.
You have to play all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, Nezure.
We got all of you. Just got to get your favorite characters ready. Of course, Kirishima, Bakugo, Deku, if you want to be, you know, the classics. But yes, and it comes out, guys, March 12th.
Ooh.
Very close to my birthday, so you guys gotta get this for
and
me for
mine.
My birthday.
We'll see.
So get those teams ready.
So we know what we're doing for y'all's birthdays.
Yes.
Thanks.
Drinks and my hero. My hero.
Drinks and
one
anime.
Too. But yeah, I'm super excited for this video game because the first one was so good. And there's gonna be more stages, more modes. So get ready, guys. Get your teams ready. And we have more news, though.
We do have more news.
According to Twitter, my hero's Twitter, about the movie that's coming out the 20th.
Veronica. This Friday, yeah.
Yes.
We talked about this a little bit last week, and we brought up the idea that, you know, this movie may have some spoilers for people who are only watching the anime because it's supposed to... Some of you are chiming in the chat. I believe Please Clap is saying... It's set past where the anime is now, taking place after what will likely be the ending of season 5. Some of you are also saying it's taking place at a point along the manga that we're not at right now in the anime. So there is some concern for spoilers if you're anime only. However, that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about today is this trailer that just dropped. And we are going to play it and we're going to react to it because we haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
So there's not going to be audio, but you're going to hear our reactions.
You're going to hear us just fangirl.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, whoa. Look at that. That is crazy.
Whoa. Whoa.
I just don't know what to expect,
where is it?
Y'all.
Where is it?
Let's go beyond.
There it is.
Here we go. Oh, my gosh. It's purple.
It's purple.
Oh. Villains.
Okay.
Villains.
Hawks. Yeah, see.
Ooh, a female.
Hawkeye?
No, it's like Pro Hero Hawks. We don't.
Kids.
If we're anime only, we don't know yet.
Ooh, those kids are tough.
And those are, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, that's kind of dope, though. Right. He spits fire out of his hands.
Endeavor's
like, listen, I got fire, too. What's
okay,
up?
So we're...
Oh,
come on, Redhead.
I feel like clearly we're getting villains who are taking advantage of All Might being retired.
Oh, literally. Ooh, Wolf.
Dang.
All right, okay. Todoroki, where you been?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I love seeing, like, Bakugo and Todoroki because we haven't gotten a whole lot of them in season 4 right now.
And I want to see Bakugo, like, really turn it up this season.
This looks pretty awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That literally looked like he was trying to absorb One for All.
Who are these kids?
These traumatized kids. Like, of course you got to have some.
I will say I didn't get enough. Where's my females? Where are my girls?
Froppy.
She
hasn't really done much, though.
We need
she needs to go a little harder.
Momo!
Where's Momo? Where's Jiro? Come on. Mina?
Well, she's gonna have to... Well, she can, like, create things out of nowhere. So she just needs to practice her
The boys were getting effed up. We need the girls to help.
They need help from the girls.
Exactly.
They do. They need that girl pack. I want to give a shout out to Rashad0026, who was saying the content from the second movie was meant to be used in the manga's final arc.
What?
Here's the thing. Some people are very cautious about spoilers. I kind of don't care, so I think regardless I'm going to see this movie when and if I can, because as of right now, it hasn't been said when it will be released in the U.S.
Yeah, still.
We just know it's being released the 20th in Japan.
So wait, to clarify, this film is going to have components from the final manga arc ever? Like, final My Hero ever? Or is that just kind of like what's the current final arc?
I'm not entirely sure. If you are following this a lot more closely and you are in our chat right now, or if you're listening to us on iTunes, please leave us a comment. Leave us a comment in YouTube if you're watching this later or right now in the chat to help us get some information.
Because,
I don't really know if this was supposed to be the final arc and maybe they brought it here for the movie and they're going to do something different with the final arc of the manga. I just know it's supposed to take place much later than where we are in the anime right now.
Interesting. Okay. Because I know this show has legs. Like, the manga has legs. It's succeeded to go by a really long time. So it's just really interesting to, like, if that information is out there, I'd love to know. Just to clarify.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I'm scared. There's a lot we need.
The trailer looked awesome, though, I will say, regardless. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
It always looks so good. I mean, I remember that production value from the first movie, so I'm super excited to see what it'll be like in the second movie.
We should go see it together.
I'm down and we can get ramen.
I'm down.
But, but English dub, please. Can we do the English dub?
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Veronica.
English dub.
I do love I do love the English dub. I know that subs versus dubs is a very hot topic in the anime community, but we love the My Hero dub as well.
I just want to enjoy it with you guys and yeah. just enjoy the animation more so I don't have to read in the theater.
I don't use all my senses at the same time.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Natalia, in the chat, who was saying it was an idea the author had for the final arc, but it's not the actual final arc.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it's still an idea of what would have been the final arc, because you know the end is supposed to be like big and yeah. best, so it's like we know if this was supposed to be a final chapter or what have you, it's mm-hmm. going to be huge.
I wonder. I was already predicting what it's about, okay? I didn't read the synopsis, but I'm thinking these heroes are trying to get like... I saw... It looked like Mewtwo Returns, Pokemon, you know that movie?
Yeah.
Where he busts out and ready to drag everyone. That's what it was giving me. Like, Mewtwo Returns tease.
Wow, those trilogies would be perfect too.
More breaking news!
Oh,
ooh, more?
Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
Please clap in the chat is saying it was just announced when it was coming to the U.S. It will be available February 26th. All right, guys, let's go!
Yes!
Wow!
Oh, my God. Let's do
Wait
it.
Wait till February Please. For some ramen.
Yeah.
Let's go. We're going to have a lot of plus ultra characters in
I'm
that
so
character.
Excited.
But right now, let's go into our special segment.
Oh, yes. I'm so
for
excited.
For our special segment, we like to choose a character who really went beyond plus ultra. So let us know who you thought.
I love
oh.
this.
Oh, yes.
Marvelly.
Let us know who you thought went above and beyond this episode. Ollie, we'll start with you. Who do you think deserves our Plus Ultra Award?
Y'all are going to disagree, but I'm going to say what I have to say. Mina. Mina did her thing. I'm so
Only
sorry.
To be different. No, you got it. It's okay. I'm just trying to be different.
I was like, everyone's going to be Kirishima. But Mina, like, Jamie, just take it away, please.
No, you got it.
Because Mina didn't even use her quirk to power up, to go Plus Ultra. She used her confidence. Well, not really confidence, but she conquered a fear of confronting that villain, if you want to say he was a villain, and she told him to go to the police. But it was so cool, and it just made cool. me respect her even more. And she's awesome, and she deserves the world.
Ditto. And I would also say Kirishima. I'll say young Kirishima, though, if you want to, like, be technical. Because I love that he took initiative. He got his strength and confidence to, you know, stand up for himself and to speak up and to change his hair color and to create his own person, mm-hmm. his own mm-hmm. self. And I really respect that. And I think that it doesn't matter the age you are. He was middle school going into high school to go mm-hmm. to UA, and everyone's like, oh, that's for the we're regular people. We can't really be at UA, and he did it. And mm-hmm. There are other people that are watching and that are like that you can do whatever you set your mind to. And
right.
So Kirishima definitely went beyond mm-hmm. Plus Ultra.
That was beautiful.
I agree with both of you, and I would definitely say Kirishima and Mina, and I'll even throw Fat Gum in there.
Yeah.
There are so many characters that really were amazing this episode.
They went above and beyond.
They went above and beyond. All right, now let's get into some rapid-fire predictions for next episode.
Yes.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who wants to go?
Oh, my God.
I mean, my prediction, I don't really have much, only because, we already kind of saw the preview, but I feel like we'll just, I think we're going to see a little bit more of Deku again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see them more in action. I miss seeing Deku. It's just, it's weird not having an episode with him, but it's also been refreshing to not see him, but I'm excited to see our regular gang. And I'm excited to see it flow.
Yeah, I'm biased. I want to see my girls. We still don't know the full extent of Nezure's quirk.
Yeah.
We got Sun Eater. We got Mirio. We understand your quirks. But Nezure, give me some Nezure love for sure, and along with Froppy and Ochako. But yeah, that's my prediction.
Yeah. I definitely think League of Villains is going to make an appearance soon. And we saw Deku obviously comes back into the fight next episode, but I hope he gets to fight with Mirio because I want to see some Mirio action.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen what he can do, and I want to see him in combat.
I guess we haven't really seen him fight. He mm-hmm. just, yeah.
We've good. Just seen that he's powerful.
Exactly.
With those eyes. Yeah.
And that wraps up our review of Red Riot on the My Hero Academia show. Just a real quick question regarding our after show. We will be taking a break for the holiday season coming up, so please stay tuned to our Twitter at ABTVAnime for all the latest news and updates, and we'll be back, what we will be covering. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, because 1 through 4 don't work, and subscribe to us on YouTube as to help our other AfterBuzz TV channels. Quick shout out to all of the fans who have supported
us.
Please clap. Aaron Sims, Dragon Videos, Megan Joe, JRMEATXC, Kid Anon, Renji, mm-hmm. Marcus Richie, and Natalia, and there's just Rashad. Yeah. There's so many. Thank you so much for supporting us. We love how much you are talking in the chat. Yeah. And Ollie, where can the fans find you on social media?
Hey guys, you can follow me over the holiday break on Instagram and Twitter at Ollie Dreamer.
And you can follow me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray, JAIMIGRAY.
And you can find me, Veronica Valencia, on Twitter and Instagram at It's Me, Veronica underscore V. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, we'll be taking a break, but we'll be back in the new year for some more Plus Ultra conversations. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.